بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
عن سالم بن عبد الله بن عمر أن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما كان يقول للرجل إذا أراد سفرا أذنوا مني حتى أودعك كما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يودعنا فيقول استودع الله دينك وأمانتك وخواتيم عملك. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. السالم بن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهم narrates that when a person intending going on a journey, as Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما will say to him, come near me so that I may bid farewell to you, just as the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحابه وسلم used to bid farewell to us. He will then make the following supplication, dua: استودع الله دينك وأمانتك وخواتيم عملك. I entrust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your deen, your Islam, your trust in your final deeds. Salim bin Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum narrates that when a person intending going on a journey, has Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum will say to him, come near to me so that I may bear farewell to you, just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahabi wa sallam used to bear farewell to us. He will then make the following supplication. Rasulullah would make this dua: استعوذ الله دينك وأمانتك وخواتيم عملك. I entrust to you, Allah, your Islam, your trust, and your final deeds. So this is one of the duas you can give to a person intending suffer. يا استعوذ الله دينك وأمانتك وخواتيم عملك. With that, even so, to one person, دينك وأمانتك وخواتيم خواتيم عملك. Allahu Akbar. Your final affairs leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith in this chapter, bidding farewell to a person, advising him, supplicating for him, and asking him to do the same. And so this is the way you bid farewell when somebody comes to you and he says, I'm going. There's also other du'as. These are the du'as you give to a person musafir. Yesterday we read the narration of the Umar al-Khattab, and in this, so yesterday, and then afterwards, I thought that I'll share with you. Many of you probably, in this 9, 10, 15 years, you probably got a hadiah from me with Ashrikna fi du'aik, la la tansana fi du'aik. You see, it says in this narration here, that has a, when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was going for Umrah, he took ista'adhantu al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lil-Umrah. So he took ijazah for Umrah. And Rasulullah said, لا تنسنا يا أخيف من دعائك. Do not forget us, my little brother, in your dua. And I explained to you, أخي is تصغير. The translation here is brother. It's not brother, it's small brother. And the other one, وفي رواية أشركنا يا أخي في دعائك. So you probably got a pen from me or a flashlight from me which has this. Remember us, أشركنا في دعائك. يا لا تنسنا, do not forget your dua. So once I saw in a dream, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sahabi wa barak wa sallam, you know, up in north, how the Eskimos come on a sledge with the husky dogs. And so he was coming in a sledge like that with Siddiq Akbar and Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala into a building. It wasn't an igloo, you know, igloo, the snow house that the Eskimos make. It wasn't that. It was a little, it was a bigger building like this, big, with a dome like this. And he came, he stood there, and a line of ulama and mashayikh and pious people standing there ready to greet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was in line and I started crying, Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when my turn was coming near, I thought, I'm tearing, tears are coming in my eyes. You know your nose leaks too when you cry. When you cry, your nose leaks too. So you take tissue and you blow your nose too, yeah? So I thought, how can I go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do mu'anaka with him and hug him and kiss him when all my dirty tears and my nose, dirty nose, is gonna go on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, might give him taklif. So I was thinking this and in line, and then when my turn came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked the other way and he was getting a book or something like this. So I quickly took out tissue and cleaned myself, and then I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I hugged him. kissed him. I can't remember if I kissed him, I hugged him. And then I was crying too. And he said to me, Rasulullah said to me in the dream, do not forget us in your du'as. He said to us, do not forget us. Hame du'a mein mat bhulna, in Urdu. And I speak Gujarati at home, but and that was the dream. So I just thought, ashrikna, here too, in this narration, la tansana, do not forget us. So many of you probably has a pen, if you probably got a hadith from me in your life, with a pen. Have you read the pen? Who has read it? So don't forget me when I die, in your du'as. But ashrikna, us, ummat. Rasulullah says, what du'a does he need? Huh? The ummat needs du'a. And if you want to connect yourself with Rasulullah sallallahu, take out time every day to make du'a for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make du'a for Rasulullah's ummah at all times. When you want to make du'a for yourself, Qutub al-Aqdar al-Shaykh al-Hadith, and one of his letters, he writes, and make du'a for the ummah, you're included in there. Allahumma hafaz ummat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu min al-fitr ma dhahara minha wa ma batan. Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi from all fitnas, apparent and unapparent, zahir and batin. There's so many fitnas. So you're in there too. Allahumma hafaz ummat Sayyidina. Allahumma hdi ummat Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma ghafir ummat Sayyidina. Allahumma karim ummat Sayyidina. Allahumma tajawuz ummat Sayyidina. Allahumma hdi ummat Sayyidina. Allah guide ummat Sayyidina. You can say it in your language. Allah understands all language. Allah forgive the ummat of Nabi Kareem. Allah guide ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah bring good decisions down for the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was a dream that I just wanted to share. This, and after that, I got those pens and flashlights and whatever I get to make. So this is the one thing I put. Why? A flashlight or a pen is not a big thing, but somebody's dua is very big. And another thing, as Umar ibn Khattab said, this made me so happy. So sometimes a person thinks Imam told us to make dua, so let's make dua for Imam. When I die, I'll need dua. I'll need people to pray for me. Because a person seeing Rasulullah in his dream, it doesn't show that he's a great person. I'm no great person. I'm a normal human, like all of you are. We don't know who's accepted in the sight of Allah. But this, I just wanted to share that with you. So why? You remember me in your du'as. Especially when I die, when we need du'as too. And a person, and the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always make du'a for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And much salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And your nisbat will grow with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's Friday too. So even this is the special ibadah, salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah accept us.